Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Welcome to the CU broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2023 NECUSO Network Conference here in lovely Las Vegas. And look who we have in the studio lounge. Oh my goodness. Look at this dynamic duo here. Julie Esser from Ignitify. Julie, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Good to see you again.
Good to see you
as
too.
As always, kind of doing the circuit.
I am.
Yes, and you are, and Paul Clampett as well. You are here. Paul, how are you, sir?
I'm great. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
Thanks for having us.
You kind of have a new venture going here.
I do.
Or should I say, CU Healthcare Pay, or CU, you tell me.
CU Healthcare Pay Card.
Okay, CU Healthcare Pay Card. That's what I have right here.
Right.
Alrighty.
Yes.
So share with us what this is all about, and then I'll ask you, Julie, how you're involved as well.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
All right. Paul, the
Perfect.
Stage is yours.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
Well, to start off, this is a CUSO that's been in the works for about 5 years.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's a payment solution for healthcare for credit unions. That's the most simple way I can address it. So about 5 years ago, I was noticing that the healthcare industry is in is very difficult for people like me, and so we started looking at a way to try to get some payment to help the credit unions with their members.
Okay.
So what we've put together is a complete ecosystem of a payment vehicle. So we're working with CU Healthcare Pay Card is working with Member Access Processing, which is out of Washington, the CUSO. Mm-hmm. They do processing for Visa, DPS. They're going to be the processor.
Okay.
And then we have CU Answers on the back end.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That is partnering with. So we have three CUSOs all putting up the infrastructure together.
Okay, okay.
So there's not a solution out there like what we have today in the credit union marketplace. We're the first. But I'm excited because it provides benefits to the members. It gives them vehicles. We bring members to the credit unions because in the field of membership, we're signing up providers.
Mm-hmm.
So we're able to bring members to the credit union as well as provide services for the members. And the credit unions can be a marketing arm for this product. And though they can invest, they can also just use it as a service.
Okay, so from the member's perspective, what does it look like? So is it like the interface, all that type of stuff?
It is.
So how does that what does that process look like?
Well, in the prototype that we've done, what it looks like is if I go to the doctor and I go and have some procedure done, then when I go to the office prior to the surgery, they say, okay, Mr. Clampett, you have X insurance, you owe X. Your deductible is $2,000, so how do you like to pay for that?
Right.
And I go, I really wouldn't like to pay for that, but I have to. So they go, well, we have this new product here, which is just barcode. You scan it. I can scan that. I can sign up on my mobile phone.
Right.
I can get a pre-approved through CU Healthcare Pay Card and get a virtual number right then, and it will pay for the product at that time.
So the
providers
like
it because it's just like cash. They the providers want to be paid cash.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to be in the finance business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So instead of having to wait months before they receive their insurance premiums or anything like this, this vehicle right here through the credit unions is exactly what the credit union marketplace is about.
Gotcha, gotcha. And Julie, I want to find out, how are you in the mix here? Because you're always on the front end of something really cool going on here. So
I mean, I got introduced to Paul. Actually, we go back a long time when I worked at CUNA, and he was at the Texas Credit Union League, and remembered him at that. It was kind of funny how everything comes full circle.
Right.
But with Ignitify, I work with a lot of fintechs and helping them break into the credit union marketplace. And I pride myself in finding and working with fintechs that I feel can make a difference, not only for credit unions, but their members too. And so when this opportunity came across my desk, I'm like, yes, I do want to get involved in it. I helped Paul write the business plan for the organization, help set up with the CUSO development stuff. And I just want to mention, too, that Finally Research just recently did a report with the Children's Miracle Network on healthcare debt and the connection between physical, mental, health and financial well-being. And it really speaks to the need for this type of product in the marketplace today, and especially now, and with economic conditions that they are, right? People are struggling.
Right.
And, you know, when you're struggling financially, it's going to affect your mental health and your physical health.
Yep.
Whether that be just postponing different health care or whatever the case might be, but it ends up snowballing, right? Mm-hmm. And so this provides a great opportunity for credit unions to provide some additional support, not only for their members, but within the community itself.
Man, I can see this on stage next year for the next big idea, for sure.
Yeah, because I believe so as well. It's our first credit union, one of the first credit unions that signed up with us. We were talking about it, and he in Hawaii, and he said, "Paul, if this saves one member's life, it'll be worth it." And I said, it's going to save a lot more than that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reality of what we're doing.
Yeah.
And then to have the credit union name on this.
Right.
Then that's what we're all about.
Yeah, because I was going to ask you, okay, the credit union's position here, because this is totally a value add for for them and for their members. It's one more thing to make the credit union that much more valuable for the members out there.
And
stickiness, yes, sir.
Absolutely. Yeah. And again, we've been talking about collaboration this whole conference.
Mm-hmm.
This is what this is.
Yeah.
And so we're bringing the collaboration, we're bringing helping members, and the need is there, and it's going to continue to be the next few years with the high cost of the way that healthcare is going up. So we're excited about providing something to the members, and hopefully it will go down to every member. So it's just not just, you know, the members, credit unions want to help those members that are struggling.
Sure.
This is what will help.
Yeah, this is definitely in the credit union DNA for sure. So yeah. So I mean, and gosh, there's so many questions going through my head here about this type of thing. So, I mean, because you're combining almost two industries together, the healthcare and the financial services industry.
Right.
So, and those are two biggies, you know, in everyone's lives, because those are two of the main themes that run through all of our lives, right?
That's
and
right.
So you're getting kind of two birds with one stone.
Correct.
So the credit union is kind of the foundation of this, and then the healthcare is kind of the next step here. So
that's correct. And it's the two most highly regulated industries out there.
Oh, that too.
And so we made sure we've got the right team together that will take care of the compliance. And so we're excited. It's a lot of moving parts, but we've been able to get those together, and so it's that's why we're fintech, but we're using systems that have been stabilized. So we're not out on the cutting edge as far as having to have developers do all the stuff, but we're also putting in some other services, such as member pass, Bonify,
those
things, so we can have the security that we want to have on the front end.
Man.
Yeah.
All right. That's a bonus right there for sure. This keeps getting better.
It does. Yeah. Well, you get it. That's great.
Yeah. And Julie, and you know as well, I mean, you're in the mix with a lot of these QSOs and other fintechs partnering up and serving credit unions in their own respective ways, right? So it's really cool to see. I see that. That's a big trend going on in the industry right now.
It's a lot of fun, too, to be able to match make different technologies together, different QSOs and things. You know, I always love to do that and to see how we can make the solutions even better for credit unions members.
And then, the whole collaboration thing that we keep talking about here. So,
We were talking about Super QSOs yesterday at the Underground and things, and this really fits into that model, I believe.
Yeah, I totally see this on stage next year at the next big idea, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Because you're hitting two main threads that run through most people's lives right here, the finance and health. So,
that's the linkage between it,
between
too.
Between the two,
right?
Exactly.
It just completely, that, you know, if you haven't taken a look at that report, I encourage you to do that, because there's a lot of great information, useful information, and it talks about how credit unions can get involved in the healthcare space, you know, by offering, you know, services or, you know, providing some other consulting type of solutions to help them in navigating the whole healthcare ecosystem.
It's quite a maze, for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
And to make it that whole process so much more simple is such a peace of mind, like you said. I mean, that's set you at ease, I guess, in certain ways, I guess. So, yeah, you don't have to go through that rigmarole.
And that's the goal, is we want to help with providing services for them I believe we're working with Balance, which is
another company. Good grief.
Yes, and we're going to pay for that for everyone that gets one of these cards, so we can help them with their financial wellness, with the things that are going on in the healthcare, their health. So we're providing tremendous amount of services here. We got cash back up to 5%. We're doing all these nice things
right
that we'll be able to really help the member.
All right, Paul, I'm keeping count in my head of how many companies are involved in this. I think there's up to five now.
Yeah.
I think, at least. So, wow. So, yeah, you guys are bringing it together.
And we'll probably add some more. I was interested in this blockchain yesterday and got to talk to Lehman, and he said, yeah, this is, you're on the right path.
Yeah.
So, it was nice to get some confirmation.
Okay, last question for you guys. Where can folks go to find out more information on CU Healthcare Pay Card? Where do they go?
They can connect to CUHealthcarePayCard.com.
Okay.
Or you can contact Julie.
Okay.
We've got a website out there that you can then go and apply if they want to get to invest into it. Mm-hmm. More information, just go to there, okay. and they'll be able to check it out. So hopefully it's a... we've got everything that's electronic, so I don't have to be handing out paper anymore. But no. I'm still old school.
I hear you.
But that's what all you have to
okay,
do.
Cool. Julie, anything else to add?
No, I just, again, really encourage the audience to, you know, take a look at that filing report, reach out to us with your questions, how you can get involved, mm-hmm. and we'd love to be able to provide this service to you, too.
Right on. All right, well, we look forward to getting the word out there for you guys. And,
appreciate that.
We appreciate having us on, Mike.
Some serious momentum here. Yeah. Not that you don't have it already. So, yeah, good stuff, guys.
Thank you very much.
You are welcome.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns' new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.